Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you ever be afraid of a ghost named Wanda that haunts a school in northern Wisconsin? That's the question we're asking today.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to the program. If you got a ghost story, 855-853-4802 is the number to call it in. This story from the land of cheese, where I'm from and where you are. This is in northern Wisconsin at, what is it, Northland College. Where is that? Is that...
That's up Green Northland Bay. College. Isn't it out toward the lakeshore? Like out toward Manitowoc?
I think it is. I think you're right. I think Manitowoc is where that is. I could be wrong, but I believe it's around there. But yeah, a ghost on campus. We hear a lot of ghost stories of on campuses. There's one I remember. I went and investigated in Wausau, Wisconsin, in one of the halls. They said it was a janitor that used to wander around University of Wisconsin in Wausau, and went in there one night with a camera. And we kind of got some weird stuff. We got kind of orby things, and the elevator door opened by itself with nobody coming out of the elevator.
So I want to just know, like, I think, you know, if maybe something was going on, why would a janitor want to hang around a school?
I don't know. If you're, it's like you take pride in your work and this is what you do and you're dead and I don't know. Maybe you get stuck. That's, I think
still cleaning up after these damn kids, you know, stuff like that.
I think it's like a state of confusion, quite honestly, where I've had dreams where like, I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing, but I'm doing this because it's what I'm supposed to be doing. And you wake up, you're like, I don't know what the hell that was, but it seemed right at the moment. And right. I'm wondering if sometimes if you're a ghost, you're just kind of like in that state and you don't really get like your dad and you're just kind of like, well, I'm supposed to be doing this and you're oblivious to a lot of things.
Boy, that would suck. I mean, like the stuff you hate doing, like working, you get into that whole thing. I looked up Ashland, by the way. It's right on the border of Wisconsin and Lake Superior.
Oh, okay.
So right on the lake.
Right there. A lot of energy there with the lake.
Yes.
And all of the ships that it has stolen and its gale force winds.
That's right. And the ship bell rang. You know, whatever.
Yeah. How does it go? Oh, God. Edmund Fitzgerald.
Been good to know you.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
Okay. It says during my freshman and sophomore year at Northland College, which is located in northern Wisconsin, I lived in a haunted dorm. This is not the story of my school's most famous ghost, Wanda, who is said to haunt Memorial Hall. I never lived in that dorm and none of my friends ever experienced anything. However, I have several people I know also had paranormal experiences in McMillan Hall. For me, weird things started happening early on in the freshman year. At that time, I was living in the second floor. My roommate never showed up. And when I asked the school, they said something about them not making a payment or canceling a payment, something like that. So I had the room to myself. I think the first paranormal thing happened about 2 or 3 weeks into the semester. I had the bunk beds and slept on the top bunk. I would wake up in the middle of the night and hear something or someone rolling over or shifting around the bottom bunk. I was always too scared or too sleepy to lean down and look, but there was no way any living human was there. A few times I woke up, heard the bottom bunk creak, and saw the top of a girl's head. She always had her hair tied into a ponytail. At least once when this happened, I grabbed my phone and shone the flashlight in her direction, but she was always gone by the time I got it on. As the semester went on, I started to feel increasingly uneasy. By the last week of school, I slept with the lights on. A day or two before I left for winter break, I was lying in bed staring at the tote across the room. My bed was pushed against one wall and the tote was on the other. The tote started to slide across the floor parallel to the wall. I sat up but didn't know what to do. If I wanted to run out of the room, I'd have to hop onto the floor, getting closer to the tote. The tote stopped about a half a foot from where it started from. It didn't move again. Nothing else happened that night, but I was thoroughly freaked out. The next year, much to my despair, I was assigned to McMillan again. I was on the first floor this time, and my roommate showed up. However, about a month in, she got a job as an RA and moved to a different part of the building. During the time that we lived together, nothing happened, but when she moved out, things changed. I was spending a lot of time in my room, and after the sun set, I'd get this weird feeling like something was off. I'd often felt like someone else was in the room with me. Took the mattress off the bottom bunk, slept under the window. For some reason, that was where I felt safest. The scariest thing that ever happened in my room happened well into the semester, but still a while before I could go home. That night I had the lights on while I started to sleep and staring at this cardboard box at the end of the other bed, you know, those boxes Domino's put sauce and napkins in. It was one of those. Slowly, one side of it started to lift. I propped myself up and pressed my body against the wall and windowsill. I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to run past it. Ended up standing on one side before lowering back down. It was about 4 a.m. I called my sister to make her talk to me until morning. The worst thing that ever happened to me in that building happened that semester. I had all the lights off that night, and when I woke up, I was running across the room to the light switches. I don't remember why I was running. I just knew if I stopped before turning the light on, I was a goner. When I got the light on, I looked at my hand and saw a gash at the bottom of my palm. It was bleeding. Piece of skin was pulled back. I couldn't find anything. I could have cut my hand on or a blood trail. I didn't fall asleep for hours. I just sat on my bed shaking. I ended up living in McMillan again last summer, but I was on the third floor this time. Nothing paranormal happened. All the people I know who've lived in the third floor are surprised to learn about what's happened on the other floors. Found out they've renovated the basement a bit, put up a wall between the laundry room and rec area, put some carpet down in random spots. It felt less threatening. My school has a lot of other haunted locations, and my friends and I have experienced a lot of weird stuff on campus, but that's my story of McMillan Hall. Interesting. Thoughts?
I'd love to know more history about that school, how old it is, you know, how long it's been around, if there's been any weird stories of death or trauma in that particular dorm. I mean, again, you can speculate, but it's probably a very old city based the fact of where it is. Mm-hmm. And the school's probably relatively old. I'm just guessing at that. So I like to dig into that kind of stuff, try and figure out why that energy would be weird. But I'll tell you what, a moving box, a pizza box, and a moving tote, and I'm getting the hell out of that dorm and never go. They're never going to put me back in that dorm. It's just not going to happen.
I think what really happened there that we don't know about is the bodies from the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald were left in that dorm. And they had to identify him, and it took like several weeks and it got really smelly. But the ghosts live on every night.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the Big Lake.
I hit the post, kind of.
Kind of. That is still a really great song and one of the very few songs that I can play on an acoustic guitar.
Is he still alive, Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah, no, he is. I saw that he was touring last year.
He's really expensive because I remember like looking up tickets for him a long time ago and it was like ridiculously expensive because I guess he only kind of goes out when he needs some money. 84 years old.
That's the only time I'd go out of the house, too, to be honest.
Exactly. Gordon needs some money for Cheetos. He's going to do a show over at the Orpheum. $600 a head.
Sings Edmund Fitzgerald.
Leaves the stage.
And then that's it. Yeah, good night, everybody.
That's it. Then they have, like, some local comedian come up for the rest of it. It's like, Slappy from Slapstick Comedy Stories here. He's normally just the MC, but he's doing the rest of the show. God, he looks kind of like a zombie on stage. My God.
Yeah, he's old. He's old.
Oh, it's like The Walking Dead. That would be creepy hearing him. I wonder what how he sounds today when he does that song. It's like, I don't know the words of this song. Fuck you all.
His voice is pretty. Good night, everybody.
Like, slams the like guitar and breaks it on stage and leaves. Gordon Lightfoot, everyone. Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah. Wow, that would be an interesting show to see. All right, that wraps up this story. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Even try it for 3 days free. Or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.